Why is it that only a few rise to the top of the same field that many play in? Why is it that if thousands attempt the same thing with the same tools, that the outcome of success and excellence is held by a tiny percentage? These are the rising stars that I have found, and I believe I found another that will become a household name someday. Let's explore the X factor that my guest brings to the table. You have tuned in to Breakout, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here. Our website is debtfreewealthradio.com, which is a production of trudybehrman.com. Thank you for taking us along with you as you're listening in on the mobile radio, your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. I invite you to come on board as we discover new rising stars that seem destined to become household names in their sphere of influence. Well, today we're going to be talking with Audrey Munoz. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did. Good job.
Awesome. Awesome. And Jonic Ministry. Jonic is a ministry of women. It's founded in McAllen, Texas. It was founded in 2013 as a result of one woman's single encounter with God. The moment that would be the catalyst for unveiling biblical truth and sharing the freedom that God's truth brings, especially referring to John 8:32, the moment when he spoke, "I am." Founder Audrey Munoz began sharing the moment that transformed her life with women all over the world through Jonic signature, "I am jewelry." She's a CEO, designer, and founder of Jonic Declare and Wear, an inspirational Christian jewelry company that has successfully been operating since 2013. Women worldwide wear her iconic signature designs for the truth it speaks and the freedom it brings when women declare God's biblical truth over their life. Jonic has rapidly grown and has extended its reach by collaborating with other women in ministry, by bringing unique I Am messages to conferences, Bible studies, and events. In addition, Jonic contributes monetary donations to Jonic's sewing ministry, which is her I Am Jewelry pop-up shops. So it's here to encourage, inspire, and challenge women to be everything God created them to be in a unique way. So I've got Audrey Munoz with us on today, and we have only 15 minutes to explore this really rich topic, and we really can't get everything done today, but you know, Audrey, welcome.
Thank you. It's an opportunity to share with all women. You talked about in the beginning the X factor, and that alone is a very profound question because so many women and men strive for so much more, and so I'm so glad to be talking about that X factor.
Awesome. Now, a pop-up jewelry shop? Tell me what is a pop-up jewelry shop?
Well, the pop-up jewelry shop is an opportunity for women to come together in one place to shop iconic I Am jewelry. So many women that I have encountered, and like me, years ago, I would read the Bible and I had a belief in God, but I really didn't quite understand what the Bible was sharing. And so when I had my one-on-one moment with God, it was the moment that changed my life, the moment that gave me my purpose, my identity. So what I wanted to do is take that encounter, the revelation that God shared with me in my one-on-one moment, and share that with women all over the world to inspire them that they too are just as unique as I am. They too are just as committed. They too have a purpose. And so when we are able to place a pop-up shop, whether it's in your church, it's at your conference, women can gather around and look at, I am beautiful. I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I am his masterpiece. So when you bring that biblical truth to women, we want to look beautiful, but how more beautiful would it be to be beautiful inside and out and to know what God says about each and every one of us?
Okay, awesome. So you design these jewelry pieces, Audrey?
Yes, I do design the jewelry pieces, and I do work with some suppliers that can help us bring unique jewelry just for our company. So it's unlike any other company, and it's purely God inspired. And you think of all the beautiful things that God says about who we are and what we are. We have a lot of inspiration at our fingertips.
Well, you know, I did a study on Esther, and I particularly think it's pertinent to mention, because of course, Esther, when she was preparing for the king, you know, she had to be adorned and beautified and so forth. And so I think it's very appropriate. Women, we do want to be beautiful. We do like to adorn ourselves. And normally this is a radio show, Audrey, but you know, through a set of circumstances, this happened to be a dual recording today. So we actually have a video option. So for those who are able to watch a video, I know I kind of threw this at you, but do you happen to have a piece nearby that for those who are on video could actually see something that you've done?
Yes, of course. I'm wearing one now. This is one of our signature I Am. This happens to be fruit of the Spirit. So it's amazing, because when you think about the fruits of the Spirit, this is declaring I Am. And when you think of those fruits of the Spirit, you know, God says that we are love, we are peace, we are joy, self-preservation, we're patient, we're gentle, we're kind. So at any given day, you may need to require one of those beautiful fruits that God gives us. So that this is one of them. We also have an earring set. This side says I Am, the other side says joy. So you never know what moment that we're going to need God's inspiration, God's truth to be declared over our life. And I happen to be in my office, so behind me I do happen to have some jewelry pieces as well. But it's not so much about the jewelry as much as it is the truth that it speaks to women. And you never know. I mean, Tree, you're a woman. We know how hard it is to be mom, sister, friend, entrepreneur, and be good at everything. It weighs on us. And sometimes we take the responsibility and the identity that the world gives us much higher than the responsibility and the gifts that God gives us. So when I was a mom, sister, friend, employee, volunteer, an entrepreneur, but when I realized I am a child of God and I am more than all these things, it was like, I was reborn, I guess you could say. So I want to share that with women. You don't have to give up anything. If anything, it just augments who you are. And it gives you a sense of confidence that no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at, good, bad, indifferent, uncertain, God has you right where he needs you to be. And you mentioned Esther. Sometimes it is such a time as this. And so that's the inspiration and challenge that I want to bring to women, to put more emphasis on what God says that we are versus the world.
Now, jewelry is an interesting arena. What prompted you to move into that space?
It was God inspired. You know, I had a very challenging moment in my life, and it's the moment that was the catalyst of unveiling my own biblical truth. And it was also the catalyst that founded this company, Jonique. I was merely just beating with my oldest daughter over the summer, and we were being silly and just trying to bond with each other. And I went through a personal challenge in my life and my family with my work. And I took the moment where I had to surrender what I thought I was in my private moments with God. And during those moments, I did three things. I committed to my true faith. And I said, you know what, God, I don't like what I see right now. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this, but I believe that you go before me. And I believe you see the beginning from the end. That's my true faith. And the second thing was my honesty, my rare honesty. As women, we don't want to admit that we can't do it. We don't want to admit that we can't figure it out. So that was the moment of my surrender, that I was rarely honest to say, you know what, I give up. I'm not going to do it my way. I've tried everything. And we know, women, we have a lot of tricks up our sleeves to get what we want. But I couldn't. None of those things were working for me. And iconic individuality. You know, as women, we compare ourselves to each other all the time. And I realized, you know what? I am just who God made me to be, to embrace who God made me to be. So it's what Jonique calls the trio. So we have the T for true faith, R for rare honesty, I for iconic individuality. And that O in trio is the best part. It's the revelation, oh, I am a child of God. And when we take, you know, as women, when we get married, we are so proud to have that title of Mrs. When we get a promotion, we are so proud to have that title on our desk. But when we realize the title of our Father, which is the great I Am, And so through this encounter with God, he shared this to me, and it was John 6:35. He said, "No, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me and you believe, you will never hunger or thirst." And I've read that verse so many times, but during that moment when I believed in my true faith and I surrendered and I embraced who I was, I realized in that moment I was hungry and thirsty for the things that were not eternal. And so when I got that revelation, I knew I had to share this with women and all over the world. And I didn't even know how to do it. But God never allowed me to forget those beads. It was a summer project. I put them away, and he kept showing me the beads and showing me the beads. And so through my prayer, through my fasting, that was revived. And so I thought, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have collections of medals. That's our true faith. Rare honesty, those pearls that are so rare. Iconic individuality, the different colors and stones. And then each piece will have an I am declaration of truth. So it literally just, it was humble beginnings. It was faith in God. And that's when I believe I was given my identity and I was revealed my purpose in life. And so now we've had the blessings of partnering with tons of women in ministry to get these declarations of truth into the hands, the arms, and the necks of women all over the world.
Is there an option to customize pieces?
Great question. Yes, we have been in the customization. We have partnered with huge conferences, and they have designed, we designed with them what their declaration for their conferences, the colors, the medals. We put everything together, we propose it to them, and they purchase at an incredibly wholesale pricing so that they can have their own iconic pieces for their specific event. So yes, we do.
Fabulous, fabulous. Okay, awesome. So I kind of got a good sense of who you're serving and why you're serving and how that mission came about. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up, Audrey?
Well, Trudy, I would. And that is, I believe there's women who are just like me, who were just like me, that we pretty much on the outside have accomplished a lot in our world, in our life, and in our families. But there's something inside still missing. There's something inside that we're still hungry for, we're thirsty for, and we don't know what it is. And I believe that's the foundation of who we are and the foundation of our purpose in life. You can have all that, but God wants us to make disciples of men. And sometimes when we think of that, we're like, whoa, I don't even know how to start. But this is a very unique, modern, chic way to do just that for women all over the world. So I want to share, if there's women who are listening and who want to know a little bit more, I'm offering to share this platform. So I will teach them everything I know so they can have their very own ministry of their own. Start making disciples all over the world in a very fun, lighthearted Bible studies, Trump shows at home, and they can run their own ministry. And I believe that women have a story to tell as well. So we can customize their very own story, get them out speaking in front of other women at their local churches, at their workplaces, and they too can make an impact in the world.
So if I understand, is the offer to help them to make the jewelry, or is the offer to help them speak their message?
It would be to speak their message. So okay. We have a built-in ministry that they could start their very own Christian jewelry business as well.
Oh, they can start their very own Christian jewelry business as well. Okay, awesome. Yes. Well, fantastic. So Audrey, before we wrap up, can you just share how, if someone wanted to follow up with you, how they find you?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook at Jonique Declare and Wear. It's J-O-N-I-C, Declare and Wear. And you can also reach out to me personally via email at Jonique, J-O-N-I-C, at JoniqueDeclareAndWear.com. And also our website, it's www.JoniqueDeclareAndWear.com, and Jonique with no hyphen. So it's J-O-N-I-C, DeclareAndWear.com. And let's just start this ripple effect of sharing who we are in Christ.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on with me today. It was an honor to have you, Audrey Munoz. Trudy Behrman here of Debt Free Wealth Radio. Thank you for joining me, and we look forward to connecting with you.